in our scripture from Ephesians, Paul wants our faith and our love to increase. He prays for the eyes of our heart to be enlightened, that they would light up with hope, with the riches and great power of God. He wants us to come to know Jesus at a deeper level, more intimately. He wants the great power displayed in the resurrection and in the ascension to have an impact on us. He has us consider what it means for Jesus to be raised from the dead and to be raised into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. These words challenge the idea that the gospel is not relevant. These words remind us that when Jesus ascended into heaven, he did not go away. Even as believers, we can have a narrow vision of Christ's activity in our lives, in his presence, in the lives around us. Or we may sometimes grow cynical about just how active God really is day to day in the world. I think technology can often be more tantalizing and more impressive and maybe even more relevant in our minds. It is pretty impressive and frightening that I just learned that you can walk into a store and the cameras might have software that recognize my face and watch what I buy and predetermine what I might buy the next time I visit. Or we may be more captivated by what's on our smartphones than by what's happening right around us. Someone sent me a cartoon this week of a man standing at the gate of heaven. The angel tells him, "You had a great life, but you were too busy looking down at your phone. Sorry, you missed it." Just as the angel in our reading from Acts challenges the disciples after the ascension to stop gazing toward the sky, but realize Christ's activity right there in their lives, all around them. So Paul prays for our eyes, the eyes of our hearts, to be enlightened so that we would see the risen Christ living and active in the world. That wording in our scripture, that he is seated at the right hand of the Father, can sound a bit archaic or distant. And this, of course, is a metaphor, since God is spirit. And don't worry, left-handers, this is simply emphasizing the strength of God and a reference to the Old Testament prophecy of the Messiah. God wants us to know this simple truth. Jesus reigns. The Psalms are rich with the descriptions of the exalted Christ who sits at the strong hand of the Father. Our psalm we just sang earlier in the service talks about the God who reigns over the nations and sits upon his holy throne. We should be praying for our world leaders, knowing that God can change their course as water in his hand. God the Father and God the Son share in this power and in this authority. When Jesus was raised from the dead, when Jesus was raised up into heaven in the ascension, he was positioning himself strategically to be living and active in the world. He may no longer be visible and audible like he was in his earthly ministry all the time, but in many ways, Jesus is more present in his ascension than he was before. This is what Paul prays for us to come to know him as highly exalted and the one who fills all in all. I just love that. He fills all in all. Theologians call this the ubiquity of Christ, or the omnipresence of God, who fills all in all. This is how we've come to know Jesus. The eyes of our hearts enlightened, our imaginations captivated and inspired. This is the Jesus we trust. The one who died for our sins, was raised from the dead, and ascended to his heavenly throne. The ascended Christ is the answer to our prayer. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The King comes to us by his word, his spirit, the water, the bread, and the wine. Our reigning Messiah comes to you and comes to me when we pray. And we pray for one another, and we encourage one another in the Lord. This is the beautiful truth we celebrate today, that Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. We celebrate this every time we confess the Apostles' Creed or Nicene Creed, just as we will moments from now in our worship service. We pray for the kingdom to come, for its relevance every time we pray in the Lord's Prayer, and we celebrate it when we say, thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. To our risen and ascended Christ. Jesus is seated at the strong hand of the Father. He is not up there. As one pastor put it, he's not behind some nebula or star cluster. He is here. He is in you and in me and in our worship, here to guide us, to love us and protect us. The Word made flesh is living and active. He upholds the universe by the strength of his power and the word of his power. Jesus is at the helm. Though the waters roar and the thunder cracks around us, Jesus will take us safely through the storm of this life. Jesus is at his command post. He's the point man who holds the field in battle and wins the war for us. His rod and his staff will shepherd us through the valley of darkness and the shadows of death. Jesus is God's right-hand man. The Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit work in perfect unity and harmony to deliver us from the perils of our sin. Jesus is the reigning Messiah who does not just rule over us, but for us. He forgives, he assures us of his grace and love, and gives us hope and wisdom and eternal life. And we have a share in his kingdom now. Jesus is King, the ascended Christ reminds us, whose reign extends over heaven and earth, what's visible and invisible. His kingdom knows no boundaries, nor does it know any ends. His goodness overflows and spills out from his heavenly kingdom to all the earth. The ascended Christ fills all in all. Alleluia. Christ is risen.